Blog Talk Radio.
The girl of your dreams has got to be in some bar.
Sorry, boys and girls, but this is X-rated. So if you're under 18...
Get out, goddammit!
Get the point. Good.
Enough!
Welcome to the hottest show on the internet, Sin City Radio. Chilling as usual. You know how we do. Janine, what's happening, baby?
Hey, how y'all doing?
We chilling. Look at stuff. What's happening?
Hey, y'all. What's going on?
All right. We just in the studio. Kicking back, relaxing today. But check this out, y'all. We're going to sit back today. We got something a little different for y'all. I know we didn't kind of evade it from it for a minute, but we got a special guest calling in tonight. So he should be calling in. My man North Flea. I'm sorry. I've just been a little bit distracted. Got a lot of what you call over here, my wife. But yeah, my man North Flea, straight out of Gary, came out with his book, Set Trip. You know what I'm saying? Real interesting read. You know what I'm saying? He's from Gary. So, you know, of course, we're going to have to show him some love. You know? And if I'm mistaken, I'm pretty sure I believe that they working on a movie to it. What you think? Think we can get a cameo up in there?
Yeah, I would. I'd be all up in that motherfucker. They be like, hey, quit looking at the camera, huh? Hey, ma.
All right.
I'm on TV. Yeah. Hey, but you know what? Before he called in, I want to touch on something right quick, man.
What's that?
Now, you know, I usually don't do the Facebook thing, You know, I only do Facebook for the show, and you know, I play Candy Crush on Facebook. That's about it. So you know, I don't check the news feed or none of that bullshit. You know what I mean? Because I mean, you have people that post what they do like every 5 minutes. You know, I think that's just bullshit. But anyway, I'm friends with this young lady. I used to work with her. You know what I mean? You know, she's black. She's a sister and everything. And I'm just happened to be scrolling today because, you know, you was telling me about that song. I was looking for that song. And I came across one of her little posts. And it pissed me off. She's saying, did Kanye West really propose to that whore? I'm assuming she's talking about the Kardashian chick.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then she put a hashtag, middle finger to most black men, not all but most. And then right behind that, she says, now accepting applications from white men only. What the is that backwards as hell? I mean, am I the only one that sees something fucked up with this? You're going to talk about this black man proposing to the white girl, but then you're going to turn around and say, I'm only fucking with white men. Where the fuck can I keep going around or what?
I don't know. Teachers on, man. I don't know. We gotta call the caller there. What's that, the caller?
What's going on, this North Flea, the hood general?
What's up, North Flea? How you be?
Oh man, I'm just chilling, taking it easy. You heard me?
Okay, that's what's up. That's what's up, man. I was giving everybody a little rundown before you called in, man. That you got the book out, Set Trip. Now, I got a question to ask. Can we get a cameo, man? I heard the movie. I heard y'all in production with the movie, too. Can Sin City get a cameo in that, man? I'll be the person watching the windows or something.
Hey, that won't be no problem at all, family, for real. But
man,
I got something better for you to do.
Okay. That's what's up. That's what's up. Hey. But check this out, man. Give us a little detail about this book, Set Trip, man.
Okay, well, first of all, I want to thank you for having me on the show, family.
Oh,
and
no problem.
The book is basically about the citizens of Gary, and I'm trying my best to. Well, it don't start out as me trying to get us together. It started out as me just trying to keep my little neighborhood, my set, if you will, trying to keep together, you know what I'm saying, feeding us, you know, making sure that everybody eat, da-da-da. But it turned out into something way bigger in the beginning. So by the end of the story, you know, I ain't going to get a plot out on the radio, but basically it's about, let me see, how can I say, it's about the poverty that we stricken to here in the city of Gary, and the abandoned buildings, and the corrupt police, and the city officials not caring, they stealing the money at the top, you know, and they not letting none come down to the bottom. So when the guy North Fleet, when he gets a chance, he takes over the city. He manipulates the police into working with him because they're human too.
What?
And they men just like we are. So he winds up manipulating a few police onto his team and eventually takes over the whole city. Now, I know that all the thugs that's present won't have a chance to sit down and read this novel. So my producer, Jay Terry, and I, we done band together, and we done start producing music videos where we've been going around every neighborhood or anybody that wants to get involved on this project, and we coming to your neighborhood. We exposing your talent. We putting you on the video. Matter of fact, that's Born in the TV channel on YouTube where you can find these videos The videos and the songs are complementing the book at the same time.
All right, okay, that's what's up. So now let me ask you. Let me ask you about, okay, let's just say the critics. Let's just start with the critics, you know, as we call them, the haters and the other motherfuckers. Like I said, this is Sin City, so we can keep it real. We keep 100 on here, man.
Okay.
What do you say to the motherfuckers who just pretty much like, oh, he ain't doing nothing but promoting more bullshit, or he just on that shit. He need to do this. He need to do that. What do you say to people who that? Because, I mean, every one person to say, hey, go get this book set trip. You know you're going to have five motherfuckers like, oh, man, fuck that motherfucker. I ain't buying his shit just on some shit. Oh, you know, but, of course, they're not going to come saying they mad because they didn't come up with the idea, but they gonna try to slander it or say it's negativity or something of that nature.
True.
What do you got to say to people like that?
Well, I just want to say, first of all, that you cannot judge a book by its cover. You have to pick the book up and see for yourself. Now, what I do is it starts off thick. The plot starts off very thick in the beginning. But once I get my reader's attention, I spring a message on them, and I wait to the very, very, very end to make sure that I got their attention. What I'm attempting to do is not, I don't want you to put this book down, and if you have to put it down, I want you to be racing back to pick it up to see what Northfleet does next. Now, I'm open to constructive criticism because it only betters me in the end.
Right.
So for all the critics and for the ones that don't know me, let me say that I've been in and out of institutions ever since I was 13 years old. They pretty much raised me and helped me become a man. And this is where I began constructing this project at, in prison. So for the ones who know me, they know what I've been about. They know where I come from. They know what I will do and some of what I have done. But with this project, I'm trying to show all the people who think they know me that they really don't know me. I'm trying to display an intellectual side once I got your attention.
That's what's up. That's what's up. I see we got us another caller there. Good. Hello, what's up? Yo, what's going on?
What up, man? It's Hit.
It's my dude. What's going on with you?
Yeah, just chilling, man. What it do, Tomo?
Chilling. I got my man Northflea on here with us.
I'm glad you called in to the fact where what I was saying about this project that me and my producer is doing, man, we starting from the top and we going to the bottom of the map all the way down to Dallas, Texas, and we trying to hit up every urban spot in between. You dig what I'm saying? And the first stop is in Indianapolis with my man Hit, you feel me? He got this he's releasing a new mixtape on Thanksgiving, Hitchfield, USA. And my man, we've been struggling together since day one. He's been putting in work longer than me, though. But you feel me? It's something positive, you know what I'm saying, to the fact where my man got the clothing line out. He got a couple of mixtapes out. Like I say, the new one coming out, Thanksgiving, Hitchfield, USA. The single Prima Donna is already out, to the fact where if you ain't heard it, y'all need to go that joint and dig, keep the message in it, because it's a message in everything that we do.
All right, that's true. Well, I'm going to tell you like this. I got a personal gripe with Hit because I've been trying to get in the video for the longest, and he ain't put me in one yet.
I did one at your sister's crib. I don't know where you was at, man.
Man, y'all didn't give me a call, nothing. I heard y'all got put out, too.
Yeah, we did.
Hey, see, now if y'all had me there, dog, I could have smoothed all the waters over, and hey, y'all would have had the whole video going.
I know next time, man.
Right. Yeah, but go ahead. Okay, this mixtape coming out. Tell me a little something about it.
It ain't nothing but, you know, a follow-up to his bill 1 and 2. If you got that, then, you know, you're kind of familiar with where I'm going with it. His bill USA 3, you know what I'm saying, dropping on Thanksgiving. I got, you know, just features from ESGN Click, you know what I'm saying? We're just trying to put that brand on the map. You know, just, you know, working, you know what I mean?
Right. So, now, with this North Lee hit, I mean, is it any type of collab, like, with the book and everything that's going on? Is that any type of collaboration y'all guys doing together?
Oh, yeah. You know, we've been working together for a minute, but my man, he had his own project, you know, coming out with this new mixtape. So, maybe by the beginning of the year, we should have a whole album to complement the book, trying to make history with that.
Okay. Yeah, you know, so I'm you know, that thing or whatever y'all need, gonna make it crack.
Okay, so what was North Lee, like I said, so y'all are doing a movie to the book, right?
Right.
Okay, so where's production gonna be at?
Well, right now we've been doing some footage down in Texas, the beginning to the fact me and my producer Jay Terry, we started at the beginning on the film because, you know, we had to cut the movie down the size from the book. So we started filming down in Dallas first, and now we on our way back to Gary as I speak to do the footage. To get the scenery in from Gary, and then once we get done shooting Gary, we probably head out to California.
Okay. Shit. I mean, this is gonna be y'all doing it big with this, huh?
Yeah, we trying, man. You know, my whole thing was I sat back in prison, and I thought about all the things that I had been through. And I was preparing to come home, and I said, I can't go back home the way that I came in. So I started using my mind, and I came up. It wasn't my all, but I came up with this idea to write a book. And I never thought about it making a movie until it came out. And I let some people read it, and they say, man, this is a script. You got this written down like a movie, you breaking it down. And I said, well, maybe we can do that. So I've been fraternizing with a number of people, you know, all across, you know, New York, California, Arizona, and they've been helping me out as much as they can because, like I say, it was my passion to write a movie, but I'm learning as I go at the same time. I know what I like to see, so I got a pretty good idea what the people might want to see as well.
Right. I mean, because I'm asking that because, you know, me and my man, we didn't get down. We didn't put our hand in trying to write a book or, you know, a script or whatever. And, man, I'm not going to lie. I mean, there's times I call writer's block to the point where I was just ready to put the pen down and say, forget it. So, something had to keep you motivated. I guess you say that you wasn't coming home. You didn't want to come home the same way you went in. So I guess there had to be one hell of a motivation to keep you to just writing.
Yeah, it was to the fact where, family, I have always been used to having nice things, you know what I'm saying? Always been. My mama, she took care of me good. My daddy took care of me good. But, you know, over the course of me growing up, I had to maintain that lifestyle for myself. And I figured I couldn't get me a big old house by selling drugs because, you know, it's nothing legal to that. But I have to give credit to the Most High because it was a divine inspiration that was driving me all the while I was writing this book. You know, I visualized what I wanted to do in my mind, and I waited until I got to, because the hardest part was the beginning. The first line, the opening statement was the hardest part. I had the plot, the theme, and the characters and everything made up, so once I got that first opening sentence, I took off, and it was like I'll be writing, and I have words coming to play that I have never used, never heard. I got a dictionary, and it fit right into the system. So I know it was a divine source inspiring me to achieve this goal.
That's what's up. That's straight from the heart. That's straight from the heart. My man Hit, let me ask you.
What's
up, You been staying out of trouble, man.
I've been under the radar, man.
Normally I gotta tell you, every time Hit is on the show, he got some controversy behind him. This is the most quiet I've seen. This is the most quiet I've seen the man the whole year. I mean, he's been quiet this whole year. He ain't went at nobody lyrically and told their heads off this year so far. So I guess they got the hint, huh?
Yeah, I guess so, man. Yeah, ain't nobody gave me no reason to, man. So I've been chilling, man. I just been, you know, under the radar, perfecting my craft, man, trying to, you know, take it to the next level because, you know, when it all boiled down to it, man, you know, local competition is local competition, but, you know, I'm trying to go global with it. So I can't keep focusing on, you know, people from the crib or, you know, people that, you know, around in the area that don't like what I'm doing. I'm trying to compete with the big boys, you feel me?
Right, well,
I got to say, man, you ain't been under the radar because I done seen you somewhere everywhere now. You been doing it big this last year, man. You ain't been under the radar.
I've been, you know, moving around doing my thing, but when I say under the radar, I mean as far as, like, you know, the beef or whatever you want to call it, you know what I'm saying, with other artists. I just been laying low, letting everybody do their thing, you know what I'm saying? I've been doing mine. But, yeah, I have been, you know what I'm saying, a lot of places this year doing a lot of big things, man, thanks to my nigga Freddie Gibbs and the whole ESGN staff, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, we just going to keep it pushing.
That's what's up.
I think we got another caller. Caller, what's happening? Caller?
Hello.
What's going on? Who is this?
Hey, man, you got North Lee in the building.
Yeah, I'm present. What's going on?
Salute. I'm North Lee right here.
Trying to hear about that set trip.
Okay, that's what's up to the fact where you can cop the demonstration. It's on Amazon.com, Kindle edition only, and that's by Darve Salee. And if you was trying to get a softback copy, you can call World Crown Publishing at 219-588-8449.
Okay. Well, all right, man. Hey, I appreciate that. All's well.
My brother.
All right, my brother.
We're gonna have to get you on the website, so you could post all that information for us, man. Because I know you're gonna have a lot of brothers that's gonna want to hear that. And I can't wait to get my hands on it. So, you know what I'm saying? We definitely going to have to get you on that. But go ahead.
Man, that's what's up to the fact where, fam, man, things are starting to take off for me so fast. Man, I've been working day and night. I've been working in my sleep. I've been working so hard, man. But I got some new copies. I got some copies that should be coming in the next 2 days. And believe it or not, they sold already. They gone already, fam. So what I'm in the process of doing is I'm gonna try to get with another print company because I'm doing everything myself. Everything is independent, so I can try to fill in these orders as quickly as possible.
At this point, it's like, okay, the movie's going on, the book's going on, you know, you and Hit talking about doing a collab on it. So, I mean, it looks like everything's just going straight 10 for you.
Yeah, so far, so good. But, you know, the prophet is not respected in his own land. So With that being said, I'm trying to reach out to America, you know what I'm saying? And when I come back home, I'll be able to give back to the to some of the people, you know what I mean?
So, okay, now let me ask you and Hit, and I know how it is for me. I know how it is for me. All three of us come from Gary. All three of us come from these rugged backgrounds. I mean, how is it? Okay, I think I asked Hit this before, but I'm gonna ask again. How is it for you? Like when you come from, like, let's just be honest. When we come from Gary, it's like you got a crab in a barrel mentality with a lot of people there. You know, how does that feel? Like you steady, like, okay, I'm trying to, you know, like, I'm trying to put y'all on my back, but y'all not supporting me. But y'all want to support me when it's good. Don't nobody want to get in on the bottom floor, but everybody, once they see the elevator rising, everybody want to jump in.
You want to go ahead?
Well, you know, I mean, I just look at it like, you know, a lot of people, you know, they was raised that way, you know what I'm saying, to always want to be ahead of the next person, and it's up to us to, you know what I'm saying, kind of trying to change, you know what I'm saying, thoughts of the new generation, man. But, you know, I get a lot of that, you know what I'm saying? People don't want to see you where you want to be, and, you know, a lot of times I let it get to me, but I've learned lately to just, you know, ignore it and keep pushing forward. And, you know, I'm going to still put the city on my back. I don't care who,
right,
you know, ain't with me. You know what I'm saying? I still got love for Gary. I still got love for, you know, everybody that's doing positive things from my city. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, that's basically what you got to do, is just not stoop to that level and keep it going.
Right.
And, you know, like you said, it is a lot of people that, you know, don't want to be down with it when it's on the ground floor, but when they get to moving up, everybody want to come around, you know what I'm saying? But people got to realize that, you know what I'm saying, you get out of it what you put into it, you know what I'm saying? So
right,
if you ain't putting no work in, don't expect to get nothing out of it, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people just don't understand that terminology yet.
Exactly.
Right. Now, let me ask it one thing. Now, okay, looking at it from, okay, I mean, I seen you start from the ground up. I seen you from the MCGs all the way to now, and it's like now you got your foot in the door. You got your foot in the door. So now you done seen both sides. You done seen when nobody wants to buy your mixtape, to now everybody like, oh, hey, Hit, can I come? Can I ride? Can I be with you? I mean, I know that got to be a surreal feeling.
I mean, yeah, you know, you try to, you know what I'm saying, put it in the back of your mind, because, you know, you tend to get arrogant and want to boast on niggas, because, you know, you like, okay, nigga, you went down with me back then, you know what I'm saying? But
right,
to really, you know what I'm saying, get the respect and the love that you really need to get to the level that you want to get to, you got to kind of try to ignore that, you know what I'm saying? And, You know, they say God will make your enemies your footstool. You know what I'm saying? So you just got to keep pushing, man. And, you know, don't even really pay attention to that. But, yeah, it is a surreal feeling, though. You know what I'm saying? Because you really don't know how to feel about it. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Okay. Northly, let me ask you.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead.
Now, I was going to say, me myself personally, you know, when I was out there on the streets hustling, I can just see this as a prime example. When I was on the streets hustling, and me and my partner, we was the only ones seemed like we was eating, what we did was we reached out to ones that was going to stay down once we put them on, and we tried to involve people. And that's the same thing that I'm trying to do with this project with me and my producer, Jay Terry. We going around, we trying to get everybody involved, so it's not just me. You know, ain't no big old I and ain't no little U's. It's a us. It's a team effort. So with that being said, I know my man L out in New York was telling me about, you know, I have to, you know, try to involve people, get them involved, you know what I'm saying, and let them know that, you know, I'm not trying to super exceed nobody. You know, I'm just want to advance, and in the process, I want to take y'all with me.
All right. I mean, because I want to be honest. Go ahead.
Let me ask a question. This is for both of y'all. Now here's with your mixtape. You know, it's a lot of competition.
Right.
And North, with your book, it's a lot of competition. I got $10. It's my last $10. Why am I gonna buy your tape, and why am I gonna buy your book?
Well, I tell you like this: if you buy my man tape, I give you a book.
Man, vice versa, man. I swear, I was about to say, if that's your last $10, buy my man book. You know what I'm saying? Real talk.
No, what I'm saying is, well, my question is, with all the competition, you know, why am I going to buy yours?
Okay,
you know,
okay.
Sell me on your tape and sell me on your book. Why should I buy your book when I can buy his book?
I mean, well, to put it flat out to you, man, you know what I'm saying, as far as music go, you know, my quality is just as good as anybody in the majors or the independent scene. And on top of that, it's real. Most of them, you know what I'm saying, they just talking. They ain't been through none of that. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
They portraying a nigga like me. So if you want the real, buy my CD.
Right.
Okay.
That's what's up. That's what the prima donna is all about. You feel me? For the ones that don't know what prima donna means. Now, as far as the book Set Trip goes, in the book, like I say, I'm breaking it down. I'm starting from the nitty-gritty. You know what I'm saying? We out here getting this money. And at this particular point in time in society, you know, with the government issues that we have in or whatever, times is hard right now. So basically, it's a recipe in the book Set Trip for you, if you can decipher it. I'm not going to give it to you for the ones who ain't got it yet, but I'm spitting knowledge. You know what I'm saying? I'm not just taking a hood tale and trying to glorify the hood tale. I'm not. I'm trying to actually educate ones without them knowing that that's what I'm trying to do, because I know that people run from knowledge.
That's real. I mean, I think both of them were sold, man.
Yeah.
Did you already say where you can get the book from?
Pardon me? Hello?
Has it already been said where you can get the book from? Like, where are you selling the book?
Oh, yes. It's available on Amazon.com, Kindle edition only.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want an actual book, you could contact World Crown Publishing at 219-588-8449.
That's what's up. That's what's up. Man, see, this is what I'm talking about, man. Black folks trying to do something positive. Cause,
yes,
I mean,
sir.
You know, North Lee, I know, you know, I know you come from, like I said, it's like, I know that you probably get the stereotype that, oh, that's him.
Yeah,
he was this type of way. He was that type of way. Hit, I've been on your bad ass since we was kids. So so I mean, but it's good to see that. I mean, people actually, because what it is, people don't actually think we can grow up. People think
exactly
that we can still be these same people that we was 20, 25 years ago. I mean, come on, we were kids at that time. You know,
exactly.
I believe a lot of us was a lot of kids without guidance. So,
yeah.
You know, yeah, it might have took, like you said, it took you to go to prison. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
It may took Hit to find his music. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Lord knows, I might not have found my way yet, but I'm trying.
That's all right. Allah gonna give you that time.
But like I said, man, it's good to see that, you know, that you got positive black men from, you know what I'm saying, from our city, you know, because because I'm going to be honest, you ain't getting put in the Post Tribune. They ain't putting you in the Post Tribune. They ain't trying to put Hit in the Post Tribune. They ain't trying to say, well, look at these guys. They're trying to do something. No, right. All you want to now get caught up in a drive-by or some type of shooting. Oh, alleged gangster rapper then did this, then did that. You know what
right,
I'm saying?
Right, real.
You know, and it's crazy that they don't. Wait a minute, hold on. We got another caller calling in. Caller, what's happening?
Hello?
Yo.
Caller?
Yo. 510?
They must be on the cell phone.
Right. Probably,
okay. Now let me make sure I get this right. Now the author is Darvay Salee. Okay. All right. I'm checking it out right now.
Okay. Yep.
Just making sure it's the right book.
Now,
where'd you get the idea for the cover from?
Well, to be honest with you, my COO of World Crown Publishing, that was his idea of the cover, and I liked it because it basically described what the story is about. You feel me? Like I say, I'm trying to get my readers' attention, and I wasn't really aiming for, the prestige. I wasn't really aiming for them because I'm aiming at my generation and under with this message that's in the book. So I'm trying to disguise the message so I can ease it on them.
Okay. So you figure if they feel like they got to learn something, they ain't gonna want to deal with it.
No, fam, because I've been teaching ever since I was old enough to speak. I've been trying to teach people, you know what I'm saying? And I see people, they run from that, family, and this is why I come off the way that I come off, because I like attention too, but I know it's the type of it's the things that I do to get certain types of attention. So I dress a certain way, I talk a certain way until I get your attention. But I know a lot of my nephews, I got a gang of nephews, you know what I'm saying? And they'll listen to me. I sit back and I watch them do what they do, and I say, hey, you know, you shouldn't do that, or don't do it like that, do it like this. And they listen to me, but it's still that unforeseen force that drives them to do what they don't want to do. It's like they can't help themselves. You feel me? It's like, I'll give you a prime example.
Turn your computer down.
Pardon me?
Somebody got their computer up. Somebody need to turn their computer down.
Oh, no, not me.
Okay. Well, I like the little excerpt you got in here. Is this like the first chapter?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
I'm sorry. I don't know what kind of previews they give you on Amazon. They won't let me preview it.
Okay, I'll give you the first sentence. You can tell me, is it like the first chapter?
Okay.
It says, "We're sorry, Mr. Jackson, but the operation at Dara needs isn't covered by your insurance. So apparently you're at the hospital."
Oh yeah, that's the opening line of the book. See, to the fact where in the story, my uncle, he's actually a police officer in the story. North Lee's uncle is a police, and that's the nurse talking to Officer Jackson, which is North Lee's uncle, letting him know that the operation that North Lee's cousin needs, the insurance doesn't cover it. So Officer Jackson is faced with this dilemma as to how he's going to save his daughter's life. To the fact where once, like I say with the message, now the police and me, a hustler, we not that different. We both got a job to do, and we both got family, and we both bleed like men. So he feels like he's been betrayed by the department because it's nothing that he can do. He need $100,000 to save his daughter's life, and he's forced to make a decision. So what he does is one day he winds up stopping somebody who's in the country illegal, and he's got a gang of contraband. and he calls his nephew, North Fleet, and he turns this contraband over to North Fleet. And it turns, man, it's like 200 kilos, 100 pounds of weed coming through here. And this is, I ain't trying to exploit nobody, but he has to make this decision, you know, and he does. And it's not like he's been planning on doing this. It's like it just came to him. So he took the contraband and he gives it to me, and what I do is I break it down and make a crazy flip. You feel me? I break it all the way down. And I save my little cousin life, and I wind up manipulating my uncle into helping me basically run my drug operation.
Yeah, don't give him too much, man. Let me read it.
Right. Hey, you got me curious about it right now.
Yeah, it sounds good, dude.
Yeah, that sounded damn good. I can't wait to read it. I can't wait to sit back and read it. But even more so, I mean, to see you actually bring this to the screen, oh, that's gonna be lovely.
Yeah, you know, I got a few people that's behind me too. You know what I'm saying? That's wanting to see me do this, wanting to see this happen. And like I said, at the same time, family, I'm not trying to take none of the credit. You know, it's good if I get some, but I just need this message to get out. That's the only thing I'm worried about, the most important thing to me.
That's what's up. Now you do want some of the credit. Now, I mean, you don't want to put all your heart and soul in this, and they get to talk about, oh, well, shit, Denzel, hey,
right.
That was a great movie Denzel did. Yeah, you want some of the credit now. Hell, even John Singleton be like, hey, John Singleton going to get on that when he talk, hey, hold up, this is my movie. At the end of the day, he may be the star, but it's my movie.
Right. Well, you know what, fam, to be real totally honest with you, I want the credit to say, well, that young brother used to be this. Now look what that young brother then did. That's the credit I want. He didn't brought us together. He didn't made a difference around here. He didn't came and put some money back into this city. He paved this street. He put this basketball court up. That's the credit that I want. You know, it ain't
so
too much
biggest
alive.
Thing is. So your biggest thing is getting giving back to the community. That's what you, in a whole nutshell, it's like, okay, I'm doing this, but I'm doing this for my sole purpose because I want to see my city uplifted.
Exactly. You know, family, I sat back and I look, like I say, fam, I'm a product of these streets. You know what I'm saying? And they call me gangster. And America label that as being evil towards their society. But this is what they made me. This is what they subjected me to become. So now I'm reversing the hook and say, okay, that's what I learned from that. Now my little brothers and sisters, check it. Y'all ain't got to go through that. You feel me? And this is the problem, like I'm saying, with the ones that's in control of the city of Gary. They not putting no money out into no city for no programs, no summer jobs. We didn't even have a swimming pool open last year as high as it was. And that's just not fair. And they wonder why we running around pulling guns and killing each other and we wild, because we got all the reason in the world to be mad. And now we got action behind that reason and it ain't coming out right. So if the mayor don't get nothing back, I'm going to get something back. If she feel like she can't do it, then let me do it. Let me make an example so I can't say, well, it was her fault.
Okay. Now I got to ask my man Father Time. Father Time, how you feel about that? We know how you are about Gary. How you feel about that?
Hey, man, no comment. No comment.
I mean,
you know,
I
know what I think about gear.
I mean, the people, you can put all the money into Gary as much as you like. The people have to also be willing to change too.
I know.
I mean,
I agree
think it goes hand in hand.
I agree with you on that, my sister, to the fact where, like I was saying about me being a product of this environment, I see my nephews, I see my kids, I see my friends' children coming up, and they feel like it ain't no love. And I felt that way once upon a time, even though I had plenty of love, but it wasn't coming in the form that I was expecting. You know what I mean? I'm not saying that I wanted somebody to give me something, but that make a whole lot of difference when a person comes to you and say, hey, you want a new bike? You need a new bike? Here go a new bike. You got their attention. They going to be listening to you. Once you get their attention, then you can say, hey, I love you. Now go on, stay out of trouble. That's the problem. That's the problem right there. And I know that the citizens of Gary, sometimes we have behavior issues, and this is what the book is about. It's about set tripping, you know what I'm saying? If you ain't from this neighborhood, you might have a problem when we all get in one place. Now our problems is coming to the surface, and we need to cut this out. That's why I'm trying to involve as much people as I can and let them know, hey, fam, this time for us to break away from this. You know what I'm saying? These folks are sitting up in D.C. on Capitol Hill. They don't even have to come down here and put chains on us. They don't have to put whips on our back because we whipping ourselves. And it's a lot of talent. It's a lot. One thing I noticed when I was in the penitentiary, they had the majority of smart black men in there and the dumb white boys that I ever seen in my life. And that's a shame. All the talent was locked up. All the good fathers was locked up. All the good brothers was locked up. And we were struggling to get out. And we was doing our time on a fucked up basis because we was doing time. We had to forget about what was going on in the street and handle what we had to take care of the situation at hand. And I seen a lot of brothers who just, you know, I don't mind, it's a devil's workshop. They wasn't picking up notebooks. It wasn't keeping their attention long enough. The majority of the books that I read was about females, and it was sexiness and sex and that. You know, and in my book, I didn't get around to no hardcore sex scenes in the book because my mother, she helped me out on this project a lot, and my little sister helped me out a lot. And at the end of the story, I break it down about respecting my woman. You feel me? As respecting women. I mean, it's really a message. I really got a message in this story. And I really would like for all my brothers and sisters of Gary, Indiana, that know of me, if they see me reaching for the stars, then they know that they can do it too. Once they see me doing it, they know that it's possible.
So now let me go back to it. You said that your moms and your sister helped you out, so you got pretty sure your moms was a lot of that stuff. Your mom probably gave you that look. Take that out now.
To be honest with you, family, real talk. When I finished the story in 2009, and I sent it home to get a partial copyright. And my mother, she began to edit it for me, where she began to put it on the hard drive for me. So before I sent it home, I had it in my mind. I don't want my mama to know that I'm a freak. I don't want to prove to my mother that I'm a freak and I'm horny as hell in this situation. So I tried to keep it clean as possible. And my little sister, she was a big help with my mother because they had jobs and they was switching up, you know what I'm saying, on the work.
Right, okay. I mean, yeah, you don't want your mama listening to something to be like,
hey, bitch, come here. Got your motherfucking man, come here.
You don't want your mama hearing nothing like that.
Right. Now, I got a follow-up to Set Trip coming out called Penitentiary Gangsters. And I got a nice message in there also, and it deals with men coming up in this situation, you know what I'm saying, as far as putting ourselves and putting our liberty at risk, where we out of touch with our baby mama, we out of touch with our kids, and we leaving the system and society to raise them.
Okay, now. Now that's something I could talk about. I could talk about these damn baby mamas because I got some. Hey, that motherfuckers ain't that nice sometimes, boy. I tell you. What now? All right, what you saying that, man? What you saying that now? I mean, to anybody that know me, and I can speak for my man Father Time, too, when I can say that we really do. We break our neck for us. We really do. We go over and beyond. And you brothers sound like y'all do the same thing. Hell, I be looking at Hit. I'm like, Hit got his boy out there making money already. Young Cappy putting it down. But I mean, like, with the situations, like, man, because I know what I got to go through. And I know I'm no different than nobody else. I know we all go through our fair share of bullshit. But in y'all words, how do you keep it going? I mean, like, I don't know if you're with your kids' mothers or not, but, I mean, like, you were speaking on that, like, in a book. I mean, so, like, how are you telling them, how would you tell a man who baby mama pretty much taking him to the brink of sanity, how would you tell him to stay positive?
Well, to be honest with you, family, from my personal experiences, I learned that I'm going to take you back to the Bible in the beginning of time with Adam and Eve. It's a spiritual warfare, man. You know, the devil is out to get the man. The woman is not the target, but he uses the woman to break man down. So with that being said, you know, you got to look past some of the things that your baby mama might do or your girlfriend or your wife. You have to be able to understand that Eve, she listened to the devil first. Adam heard, but he didn't listen. He called on the Father, but she listened to him. And it's going on the same way today, right now, today. Go ahead.
I'm going to say, Hit, what you got to do? How do you feel about it?
I mean, man, basically, you know, the way he broke it down is kind of how I look at it. You know what I'm saying? You know, it'd be the devil. So, you know, you gotta try to overlook that because, you know, a lot of times you're going to be the one that, you know, on the losing end of the stick if something go down. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, me with my situation, you know, my first son, you know, Cappy, my oldest son, you know what I'm saying? I've been at him, you know what I'm saying? I was a single father, man, from when he was 5 years old till he was about 11 years old, you know what I'm saying? And, you know, his mama took me through a whole lot of stuff, man. And if I would have failed for the bait, I wouldn't be on this phone talking to y'all, you know what I'm saying? But, right. You know, I had my son to look at, and, you know, I was like, I got to be here for him no matter what, you know what I'm saying, she on. I got to make sure that, you know, I stay on the right path and stay, you know what I'm saying, because I got to be around for him, you know what I'm saying? My daddy wasn't around for me, so I got to make sure that I'm around for him and show him how to be a man, you know what I'm saying? So I just overlooked all the stuff, you know what I'm saying, that was going on and just kept, you know what I'm saying, moving forward.
That's what's up.
I'm going to pick up my kids and walk out the door and tell
fuck
them.
All y'all.
Yeah, you a fool, man.
That's what's
so up. I have a question.
Okay.
You were talking about, do you have an idea for, you know, your next book? My son's father is in jail, and he's been in prison since he was 2 years old. And how do they expect to have that relationship with that child? You know, he's just a child, so it's like you've missed his entire life. So how do they feel that they can connect with that child?
Well, that's a good question because it's going to be awkward. It's awkward for a man to be taken out of position where he can control that situation to the fact where my oldest son, when he was born 3 months later, 3 weeks later, I was arrested, and I've been in and out his whole life. But the only thing I can say is if you can put no strain on him, don't put no strain on him. Take the child to see him so they can get to know each other. Then that way he'll be loosened up and he'll have something to strive for when he come home. He maybe would look at things like, I got to get myself together for my son while I'm in here, so when I go home, I'll be a better person for him.
I mean, the thing about him was, you know, I can honestly say he was a great father. That wasn't the problem. I mean, when he was sent to prison, they just sent him so far away, I just couldn't go visit him like that. I just all of a sudden I became a single mother. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I couldn't just be taking him to visit him, but it's just like, now he's 17. You see what I mean? This was,
right.
You know, it's been over about 15, 16 years now. He's 17,
right.
He's about to graduate from high school. So it's like, you know, I'm not going to say it's too late, but,
right.
You know, now my son is old enough, he's going to be able to, you know, he's old enough, he can drive himself. So
right.
It's hard for them to get that started because it was never there. You know, he really doesn't
right.
know him.
Mm-hmm. Right. Well, you know, I want to say this about me and my son. Like I say, I was arrested 2 weeks after he was born. I taught my son how to read. I taught my son how to write from jail. And by the time on my last bit, I looked and said, my son is going to be a grown man when I come out and he's subject to have kids. What can I do as a man to make him look at me different? And the only thing I could do was be honest with my son. Son, I fucked up. I'm sorry. But give me a chance. I spend the rest of my life making it up to him. So what your son going to have to reach out for his father, because right now the man probably don't know how to reach out. He probably saying that if somebody then took his place, it's no telling what kind of thoughts that's going on in his head. And I also want to say that, not to blame the system, but this is a plan that they had thousands of years ago before they liberated us. They never meant the Constitution to fit us. So they know that the man is supposed to be the head, and he going to raise another man to be strong, just as strong as he is. So they trying to break us down with this, I came with these hidden obstacles, you know, with the drugs and with the poverty, and force us into basically making the wrong decision.
Mm-hmm.
Now, at the same time, I noticed that women, y'all have to do y'all part as well to give y'all man or whoever you're dealing with the proper confidence that he needs to go on to make it through the struggle, because I see my friend's girl, you know, when he can't put no bacon on the table, oh, he a whole bunch of sorry punk motherfuckers once he came through there. Get the fuck out, and this and that and the other, and she fucking his cousin, his brother, whoever else. Nah, right. And I've mentioned this in the story. I break all this down at the in the book. This is why I'm saying we have to unify ourselves, and it start at home.
Mm-hmm.
She done fucked the cousin and the brother.
You heard me.
I know. He need to be yelling in her front door at her front window.
You the dog, motherfucker.
Yeah, see, that's enough to make a titan. That's enough to make a titan lose his senses and reach out his hand. But I had to learn this. I'm the stronger vessel, and my woman, my rib, she's the weaker vessel, so I have to understand why she's doing what she's doing, and I have to battle that spirit that's forcing her to make these wrong decisions. And I love my women, and I noticed that nowadays, I've noticed that interracial couples is coming about because we always think the grass is greener on the other side.
Amen.
But it's not.
Oh, you know what? With that being said, my partner just brought up something right before you guys called. Tama, what was that you was just saying about the lady?
She called herself being pissed off because Kanye West proposed to the Kardashian chick.
Mm-hmm.
So she put hashtag, you know, fuck all black men or some shit like that. And then in the same sentence, she turned around and said, I'm only dating white boys.
Oh.
You know, this shit is retarded to me. Hold on, I'll give you her exact quote. Give me one half second. That shit didn't make no fucking sense to me. How can you, you know, you say you down, you mad because he proposed to a white girl, but then you turn around and say, well, I'm only fucking with white boys.
Right.
You know what I mean? That shit is retarded.
You know what? The other day I had made a statement on Facebook before we started filming, and I said, if I killed your daddy, raped your mama, and raped your sister, would you give me a shot at getting some of that ass? And one of my baby mamas came on there and was like, motherfucker, is you crazy? Serious or shit like that. And I say, see, this is exactly what I mean. So why the fuck would you want to go date a white man? Because this is what we've been through. You killed my fucking daddy, raped my grandma, raped my sister and shit. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time, family, I want to point this out. I learned this on my first, that black and white is not the color of our skin, but it's the attitude of our mind that
yes,
what
sir.
Makes us black or white.
Okay, here, I got the quote. She said that Kanye really proposed to that whore. Then she got hashtag middle finger to most black men, not all but most. And then at the same time, she said now accepting applications from white men only.
Oh, man, golly.
Well,
man.
I just got to say this. I got to say this. That whore's worth $30 million. What the fuck is she worth?
Exactly. For one.
Right. For one, she $30 million in the bank. That's in her bank without her even talking about her endorsements and all that shit. That's just what
right.
she got in her. That's just in one account, $30 million. What
right.
the fuck do she got?
Well.
No, the goddamn thing. I used to work with her, so I know she ain't got shit.
That's what I'm saying.
Hey, you know what? I had said Kanye, he got Kim pregnant, and I said, he got her pregnant, but he ain't finna marry her. And then I seen that shit he proposed to her. I couldn't understand. I thought Ye was way smarter than that because he see the shit that Omar going through, Odom going through with her sister. And she got all that money, fam, but she's a professional prostitute. Real talk. At the end of the story, she's a professional, high-class motherfucker hooker. Like my man G-Child said, a high-maintenance whore. That's what she is, and I didn't think he was going to do it. But at the same time, I don't know, I'm going to stay out of that, you know what I'm saying? Because if Kanye like it, you know what I'm saying, I don't have no choice but to love it because she won't be getting none of my motherfucking money at the end of the story. she fuck around at
hey,
90 in the back.
Hey, Hit, let me ask you. Now, you doing this music thing, and like I say, things are looking real bright for you right about now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, can you see yourself? Yeah, I mean, one of these, let's just say, superstar.
Okay. Oh.
Man. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, man, I'm you know, try to stay down with who been down with me from day one. But, you know, if the circumstances present itself and, you know, I'm not with, you know what I'm saying, nobody at the time, and, you know, it just depends on who it is, too. Because they're a whore.
Hit
finna
be all over the Enquirer.
Nah, they're a motherfucking whore, girl. I ain't fucking with them like that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to keep it G all the way to the end. I don't care, you know, what their status is. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know what I mean? They got to be 100%, you know what I'm saying? No matter who they is, what color, none of that don't really matter to me. If you 100% got my back, man, you know.
Right.
All right, now, Hit, I don't want to see you twerking with Miley Cyrus, man.
Oh, no. she ain't got no ass, man, so I can't even do it.
Hey, you know what, though? I will fuck with Miley Cyrus just to piss off white America. I would.
Not that.
I wouldn't want to upset my sisters because I love my Nubians, but just to piss them off.
So, I mean, all right, now, like, okay. I can see that. Well, goddamn, don't believe why I can see you and Miley Cyrus.
Turn the fuck up. You heard me. On field
well,
on 2-5.
I'm about to say, I can see this motherfucker. I can see this motherfucker. I got Miley Cyrus riding through the lady. Oh, God damn.
Hell yeah, you heard me. I mean, I believe.
Shit.
See, a part of what we doing, and I noticed, I don't know shit about no Hannah Montana, because she way, that's my motherfucking kid's age, you know what I'm saying? But when I looked at the situation, I see why the white America was so pissed off at Miley, because she finna turn all them Hannah Montana fans, all them little white girls, and little, they finna become motherfucking rock stars now. They probably dropping out of college, popping Miley.
I never thought about that. I never thought about that. Oh, yeah. You know what, dog? That's some real shit. I never really thought about that. Because I've been sitting there thinking, like, why the fuck do they care? But you know what? You got an interesting point. All the little white girls that grew up watching her, and now they seen her do this change?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm. And she fucking with, who she fucking with? Wiz Khalifa? She fucking with some brother that rap, you know what I'm saying? The rap change.
I thought it was Juicy J.
Yeah, Juicy J. Yeah, I heard she pregnant by, see what I'm saying?
Yeah,
now, if I had been famous, you know what I'm saying, I'd have bust off in her ass too, real talk. Let me just say because you know her daddy, Billy Ray, that motherfucker got. Man, you know how much money Hannah Montana fucking made? She rich for the rest of her fucking life. But it's the,
just
it's the image.
This dude made achy breaky heart. You know what the fuck he's going? He losing his goddamn mind right about now. Oh,
you know,
hell no.
Hey, hold on a second, man. I don't want to change the subject, but Tits, I want to play your prima donna, man.
Okay.
Yeah, it's all good.
Can I bump it?
Yeah, go ahead.
Can I bump it? I can bump it. All right, give me some background on it first, though. Give me some background on it.
I mean, you know, it was inspired, you know what I'm saying, by us being out of town with a, you know, certain major artists. I don't even say their name because I don't, you know, but I just seen a bunch of fake shit. You know what I'm saying? I was like,
you need to go. Now, you know what? Hold on now. Hold on
that,
a second.
I don't know why he did that. He know what show he on. He know I'm finna ask him.
He just gave you props earlier talking about you on the, you know what I'm saying, you chilling.
Right.
Now, here you go.
No,
I mean,
he can't stop. He can't stop. He's a pit bull around.
It was just a lot of fake shit going on, man. It was just like, man, I thought these niggas was real niggas, man. You know, and the more you be around, you know what I'm saying, major artists, or, you know, I can't say all major artists because I ain't been around all major artists, but, you know, and some of the ones I have been around have been 100, but, you know, you tend to see a lot of fake shit, man. So, you know, it just, you know, just inspired me to, you know, make a song about, you know, niggas that portray to be a real gangster or a real nigga, but in all reality, they not. You know what I'm saying? So that's basically what the song was about.
Their initials wouldn't have CTE in it, would it? I'm just throwing it out.
Hey, man, you know what, man? Real talk, man.
You
know, Ben the Snowman.
Ben the Snowman.
You know what I'm talking about?
All right, you know I'm an instigator. You have been on this show long enough. You know how I am. You know I'm a star.
Hey, man. You know, to be honest, man, I really don't give a fuck, man. Everybody know we don't fuck with Young Jeezy, so, you know. You know, I seen a lot of fake shit. You know, I ain't going to even get into detail about shit niggas seen, but that's what inspired the song, man, because, you know, dude's supposed to be the realest nigga in it. And it was like,
right.
It was like, nah, this ain't the realest nigga in it, man. You know
right.
what I'm saying? Like, we done been around when he was in the real situation, and it was like, okay, how this nigga going to handle this? And the right. way he handled that shit, you know what I'm saying? He could have put all of us in danger. So, you know, I was like, yeah, this nigga fake. You know what I'm saying? Like, he wasn't even ready. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, that's what inspired the song. But you go on and play it, man. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Okay.
So, in other words, your opinion about Young Jeezy is this.
Use a hoe. Use a hoe.
Yeah, in a nutshell, man.
Yeah. All right, let's listen to the beginning. I want to make sure I got the right song.
It's the Juggernaut.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the right song?
Yes, sir.
All right, y'all, here we go. This is Hits. It's called Prima Donna.
It's the Juggernaut.
Okay.
I swear these niggas don't really be in drama. I put that on my life, these rap niggas prima donna. I swear these niggas don't really be in drama. I put that on my life, these rap niggas prima donna. Yeah, they always run like they holding power.
Okay.
But they push
okay.
I put that on my mama. I swear these niggas don't really be in drama.
Okay.
I put that on my life, these rap niggas prima donna.
Many niggas out here faking, talking about the guns they packing, how much money they be making. But when I see them, they be shaking, scared of a real nigga like they just seen Satan. Yeah, you posing for the magazine, I'm standing on the block with a 100-round magazine. Yeah, lights, camera, action. The last thing you remember is my gun blasting. I don't play them games with them niggas. If I say the word, then my niggas go and get them niggas. Everything I spit is real, nigga, you be fabricating.
Okay.
Might as well fuck yourself,
okay.
Call that shit masturbation.
I swear these niggas don't really be in drama. I put that on my life, these rap niggas prima donna. I swear these niggas don't really be in drama. I put that on my life, these rap niggas prima donna. Yeah, they always run like they holding power.
Okay.
But they pussy,
okay.
I put that on my mama. I swear these niggas don't really be in drama.
Okay.
I put that on my life, these rap niggas prima donna.
Okay.
Why you lying in your rap, fam? Fuck around and get clapped up in that rap van. You know you ain't got no pistols, nigga. And your bitch ass ain't really about that issue, nigga. So why you got your fans believing it? With all the thugs in the street, niggas ain't seeing it. They know that shit imaginary. And all that fake gangster shit'll never fly Gary. Cause it's the real niggas round here. Fuck that rap shit, you would get chopped down here.
Okay.
So when you rap about it, be about it. Cause these niggas round here come and see about it.
I swear these niggas don't really be in drama. I put that on my life, these rap niggas prima donna. I swear these niggas don't really be in drama. I put that on my life, these rap niggas prima donna. Yeah, they always run like
okay.
they holding llama.
Okay.
I put that on my mama. I swear these niggas don't really
okay.
be in drama. I put that on my life, these rap niggas prima donna.
Okay.
Yeah, you rap about guns and drugs, come to find out that your ass ain't never run with thugs. Man, they say you used to run from thugs. Got your house chopped up with a bunch of slugs. And you ain't even come out and bust. Can't walk down the street without a nigga clowning
okay.
you.
Okay.
Yeah, you album tough, but when you hit the turf, niggas shake your ass down every time you flip your work. Yeah, and you just give it up real quick. But on the mic, you real sick, talking all that ill shit. Yeah, a gangster in your own mind. But you can't compare to me, nigga, cause I'm on mine.
I swear these niggas don't really be in drama. I put that on my life, these rap niggas prima donna. I swear these niggas don't really be in drama. I put that on my life, these rap niggas prima donna. Yeah, they always run like
okay.
they holding llamas.
Okay.
Pussy niggas, I put that on my mama. I swear these niggas don't really
okay.
be in drama. I put that on my life, these rap niggas prima donna.
Right, alright, alright. So, I gotta ask.
I'm like, damn, why everybody so motherfucking quiet, man?
Nah. That was on me.
Right.
I brought everybody back in a little late. That's on me, man. That's on me.
All right, so now I got to ask. What? I mean, as far as, from what I've heard, so I don't want to speculate, from what I heard, your man just wasn't, he just wasn't real about his shit at all, talking about Young Jeezy.
Hey, yeah, hold on for you answer that. Let me bring in a new caller. We got a new caller. Caller, what's happening?
What's up, man? It's your boy J. Terry, a.k.a. Lumberjack, man. Calling in from Born In It TV, man. Shouting out the book, Central. What's up, North Fleet? What's up, Screw
wow.
Fight? Gary and Deanna in the building, man. We in here.
What's going on with you, man?
What's up, man?
Oh,
just
man,
showing support on the book, man. You know, just calling in, showing us some support on the book set trip, man. Supporting Gary, Indiana, Born In It TV.
Hey, fam, make sure you get that Hitsville USA Volume 3 coming out Thanksgiving.
Oh, yeah, sure. So most definitely. Supporting all GI peoples, man. That's what we do, man. We promote the street. You know, we support our people from Gary, man. That's what we need to do, man. That's what I'm doing, man. Born In It TV, man.
That's it. That's the whole lick right there. But now here, now, like I was asking, in your words, what really went down? Because, you're close to the camp, so you know exactly what happened.
I mean, man, dude just really, you know what I'm saying, he just really out for himself. If you look, you know what I'm saying, look at his whole career, like every artist that he ever had, he never did nothing for him. You know what I'm saying? Slick, that's, you know, Slick Puller, that's his right-hand man. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, he had Slick recording out of, you know, studios and people crib. And it's like, dude, you got $1 million studios. Why fam can't record out of one of those? I mean, you know, why you not helping push his brand? You know what I'm saying? If this your man, this your artist. He basically did the same thing with, you know what I'm saying, Freddie. And, you know, Freddie my nigga. So that's what pissed me off. Like, you know, just being around and seeing how, you know, how certain situations win, and it's like, okay, if you really with a person and you really want them to win, that's not how you going, you know what I'm saying, play the situation. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like he wasn't never there for my man, just like he wasn't never there for none of his other artists. You know what I'm saying? It's basically like he just try to, you know, sign people just to shelf them, you know what I'm saying, or to get their energy for itself, you know what I'm saying, and try to use their song, you know what I'm saying, try to use their songs, whatever, and, you know, make it like he wrote that shit, you know what I'm saying, and,
let me ask you a question about that. Now, I saw an interview with Freddie Gibbs, I can't remember where it was, and he was talking about, you know, the Young Jeezy cat, and then I saw an interview with Young Jeezy, BT or some shit, talking about that Freddie Gibbs wasn't patient. He didn't want to wait his turn.
Well,
is that true? I mean, he was saying like Freddie Gibbs was pushing, and he didn't want to wait his turn. That's what he was saying. I mean, that's not what he said word for word. I'm paraphrasing, but from the interview, that's what I got out of it.
I mean, you know, it's been situations where, you know, me and Freddie talking, I was like, man, you know, you shouldn't handle it that way, you should handle it this way. But at the end of the day, if you look at his track record, who have he ever signed that he really put in position? So when you look at that, it's like, okay, who really bullshitting? Is those artists bullshitting, or is this motherfucker that signed these niggas bullshitting? You see what I'm saying?
Right.
Because, you know, Rick Ross was his main competition, you know, at the time, you know, and, you know, he put all his artists out. He didn't make them wait. You see what I'm saying? He put them out. So he had a high single. He put money behind it, and he pushed it. You know what I'm saying? And that's why they was able to, you know what I'm saying, grow in their career and do the things that they're doing now on their own. So in a sense, it's like, okay, if you want to play like you this boss and you want to build a label, you want to build an empire, why are you holding all these people music back and the only thing coming out is your music? And then you want to make it seem like somebody impatient. Nah, man, you bullshitting. You know what I'm saying? You telling me one thing, but you're doing another thing. You know what I'm saying? You want to have a pep talk, but then when it really comes down to it, you just, you know, milking somebody along, stringing them along. You know what I'm saying? And that ain't no real nigga shit.
Right.
Okay.
Now, all right, I just got one more question about I know y'all get tired of hearing the Young Jeezy questions, but I just got one more question. I haven't talked to you since then. Did Rick Ross whoop his ass or what? Did he get his ass whooped that night?
Hey, look, I'm going to tell you real talk, man. We weren't at the awards, so I don't know what really happened. But my man that shoot most of my videos.
Right, I'm about to say, now, I heard that you got the tape, though. I heard you got the tape.
He, you know what I'm saying, did all the backstage footage. He the one filmed all the disciples, all that. And he hit me up while the awards, you know what I'm saying, while they was at the awards. And he was like, hey, yo, Rick Ross just whooped Jeezy. You know what I'm saying? And I'm looking at the text, and I'm like, what? You bullshitting? He's like, nah, I ain't bullshitting. I got it on tape. You know what I'm saying? But he never let me see the tape because at the time, you know what I'm saying, my man was still with CTE.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying? So he didn't want to let me see the tape because he thought that, you know what I'm saying, I might try to take the tape, you know what I'm saying, because at the time we was riding for Jeezy. You know what I'm saying? Because my man was still on the label, even though we knew he was on some bullshit with my man.
Mm-hmm.
But we was still riding for Jeezy. They was trying to put the tape out. I basically talked them into not putting the tape out, you know what I'm saying, to save mm-hmm. the dude for real. You know what I'm saying? And now I regret doing that. You know what I'm saying? I should have just let them go ahead and do what they was going to do with their tape. You know what I'm saying? They, at the time, their lawyer had the tape. You know what I'm saying? And he was reaching out to Jeezy people, like, hey, we need this much amount of money. We need a bag for this tape coming up. You know what I'm
right.
saying? So at the end of the day, I don't know if they gave him the bag or what, but the tape disappeared. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But, you know, he showed me, like, footage after the incident. He showed me footage when they was walking towards each other, but he didn't show me the actual confrontation. But I did see afterwards when Mike Epps and Mike Meek Mills was laughing, shaking hands and shit, and Mike Epps kept saying, these niggas won't hold me back. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I let you know who really, you know, had control of that situation, even though I didn't
right.
see it. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Right.
Well, I know if anybody can get a hold to the tape, I know you can, so.
I could try to still get a hold of the tape, man. I don't know if they're gonna give it to me. Like I said, he had gave it to his lawyer, so, you know, his lawyer handled it in a legal way so that he could get paid or whatever he was doing. You see what I'm saying? So I don't know, you know, how that worked. If they got that bag, they probably destroyed the tape or, you know, I ain't going to let it out. You know what I'm saying? Because they, you know, they got paid not to. So I could try.
Yeah,
tell them to give me the tape. I'll leak it.
I'll make it a Sin City exclusive. Hey, you only on Sin City will you be able to see Jeezy getting his ass whooped. Fuck it, shit.
I'm born in it too, goddammit. Damn, fuck it. Shit.
Hey, shit. What he going to do, come whoop my ass? Shit.
Hey, really, motherfucker? You ain't. Because, like I said, I heard something, and I heard, man, this is just speculation. I heard he was trying to get some motherfuckers to, like, you know, he wanted to do a concert in Gary. Now, this is just what I heard, just speculation is what I heard. But I heard it from a reliable source. He actually wanted to do this concert in Gary and try to front your man out and try to front Gibbs out. But I think that cooler heads told him, like, you fuck around,
that.
Go that motherfucker, you might not come back out.
Yeah, he might have been, you know, because I heard that, you know, one of his songs he was supposed to, you know what I'm saying, He had wrote something, you know what I'm saying, trying to dog my man now, but just so happened that somebody was in the studio that know us, you know what I'm saying, and they was like, hey, man, I don't think you want to do that. And he took it off the song. So that could be true.
Mm-hmm.
So they had Young Jeezy on the stage talking
about damn.
Right. Running his ass up out of turning his ass up out the Genesis. I'm like, he really was gonna be that bold, huh?
Are you gonna go to Gary and try to diss a motherfucker in his home state and expect to walk out? Dumb as hell.
You know, it ain't gonna happen. We ain't gonna let that happen.
Nah.
No. The quiet is kept. You know what I'm saying? The last show he was supposed to do in Nap. You know what I'm saying? All of a sudden got canceled at the last minute. You know what I'm saying? And you know, my man was in town. You know, around that time, and you know, we were talking like, okay, we're gonna mob up to the show. And I don't know if you know what I'm saying. He found out that my man was in town, or you know what I'm saying, what, but the show got canceled, man.
Well, no, it wasn't the fact he knew he was in town. Shit too close to Gary.
Right.
Man, hold up. Hey, motherfucker. Y'all, you know what? Fucking with y'all, y'all have deprived all these Indianapolis people to see Young G.
I mean, I know he's going to eventually do a show, but you know what I'm saying? I think it was just that time. You know, and the tension that it was at that time. You know what I'm saying? That he probably felt right, like, nah, this is no good move right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they probably told him.
Yeah,
hey,
fucked up.
I mean, think about it now. I mean, I'm not trying to glorify us about about our city, but we are. Hey, we might. Hey, what Pac say? We might fight amongst each other, but I promise you this: you burn this bitch down, you get a piss. So I could pretty much see them telling him it's a gang of Gary motherfuckers outside. It's time for you to go on in five.
She.
I ain't going out there.
Hey, man, we would have took the stage. We would have.
I was just bullshitting, man.
Hey, we just got on the stage whooping his motherfucking ass. He tried to pull that stunt in the Jeep.
Yes, sir.
That's why I truly believe that he he might have. I'm glad whoever talked him out of that one, like, all right, because we don't need no more bad publicity in Gary, but I can't see that one going. I can't see that one going no other way. Like,
yeah, he need to fire his whole team for even coming up with that idea.
For real.
Right. Like, really? You thought you were going to come to Gary? And, I mean.
Jeezy got a team. I didn't know he had a team. Shit. That would have been fucked up.
Maybe you've been watching all the YouTube. Maybe you're watching all the YouTube videos or something. Gonna get everybody who diss Freddie come on stage with him or something. Hell, I don't know.
Hey, that'd be funny right there, man.
Yeah. Real comical.
But you know, if one's fall for that, they'd be stupid. You know what I'm saying? Because all that'd do is just cause a war in the city, and he'd be gone back to the crib chilling. You know what I'm saying?
Yep, exactly. Right. He came in, started some shit, now he gone. Right. And that's exactly what it would have been. But, yeah, I mean, we didn't see him worse.
Yeah, true.
True.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I'm just glad it didn't happen. So, therefore, we ain't got to worry about it.
Yes, they deserve to die. I hope they burn in hell.
That's probably what he was thinking. I know.
This is what he was thinking, dog. Telling his manager,
"You the dog, motherfucker."
Yeah, you got me locked up in this shit.
You know what I'm saying? You been talking me into doing this bullshit. Now I'm ducking and dodging bullets, and you in L.A. some motherfucker with children.
Right.
Fuck out of here.
Yeah.
He ain't gonna feed you, so it's like, what's the point? You know what I'm saying?
That's crazy as hell.
But, all right, y'all, we coming down to the end of the show, so I want to make sure everybody get the shouts out.
So, here's what's up with the mix?
Man, Hitsville USA Volume 3 coming out Thanksgiving.
You know what I'm saying? Shout out to ESGN. Shout out to Gary, Indiana. Shout out to Sin City Radio. Shout out to Born in the ENT. Make sure y'all get that set trip. You know what I'm saying? You go on Amazon, get it, or you can get the paperback. Just holler at my man. You know, much love to everybody that supported the positive coming from the city.
All right, that's what's up. North Flea, what's up with the book?
Well, we on Amazon.com, Kindle edition only. We at Royal Crown Publishing, 219-588-8449. And I want to give a hot holler to the DJ Cash in Sin City Radio. I want to shout out to my man Gator and T-Lacky down there in Dallas. I'll be over there in a minute, soon as I get done. And I want to give a hot holler out to my baby mama LaShonda down here in Indianapolis and my baby mama in Minnesota, Shantae. I love y'all, my kids, Jamel, JD, Barry.
You on the wrong show, dog. We don't get no love to baby mamas around here. On the wrong show.
My baby mama, she held me down when I was in that joint, man. If it wasn't for her, I'd have starved in that bitch, man. So I got to love her, man.
I forgot, my fault, but I didn't mean to cut you off, gangster. I forgot to mention, you know what I'm saying, be on the lookout for Freddie Gibbs' ABK mixtape coming out soon, too, on the ESGN. Be on the lookout for Lil Cappy, Still Ballin'. Be coming with that the beginning of the year, like around the beginning of February, so be on the lookout for that.
That's what's up. Also want to give a shout-out to my man Screwface, you know what I'm saying, Screwface Entertainment, ESGN, the label and the clothing line, and his Bill USA. And I want to say be on the lookout for the sequel to Set Trip, which is Penitentiary Gangsters, coming at you soon. And my producer, Jay Terry, and all the OGs from Delaney, all the quarter boys from GI. I love y'all. All
right.
We got Jay Terry on here, right?
No, we got Jay Terry on here.
Yeah. What's up, man? Boy, Jay Terry, right. A.K.A. Lumberjack. I want to shout out to ESGN, man, the whole camp, man. Y'all know I rock with you, man. I got a gang of niggas that I done went to school with, grew up with, man, with ESGN. I salute y'all boys, Freddie Gibbs, Screwface, man. Fuck with it that morning, it, man. We in the streets all day in the G, man, getting that live footage. Shout out to whole city, Delaney, 25th, Glen Park, East to West Side, man. We in the building, man. Shout out. Gator,
Black.
See y'all.
Shout out to Ivanhoe, even though it ain't there no more.
And all of your fellas.
He gotta be a jackass all the time.
So
we know it ain't that motherfucker. You ain't gotta keep your mind.
Hey man, we waiting on ESGN though on Born In It, man. We gotta get that footage, man. It's important, man.
We gonna get it cracking, man, you know what I'm saying? It's whatever, man.
What's up, man?
All right. All right, now look here, y'all. Out of all these motherfuckers on here, man, my man got to get in a video, movie, cameo, or something. God damn. We trying to get in there too, man.
Damn. I got you, Cash. Don't even trip.
All right,
yeah, man, I'm
mixed up. See, hit. Y'all could have had the whole video done. All you had to do, call that nigga, tell him come over here. That's all y'all had to do. Whole video would have been done.
I know who to call next time, you know what I'm saying? But to be real, right, man, I thought, you know what I'm saying, because of, you know what I'm saying, who I did holler at, I thought you was going to know, you know what I'm saying? So that's why I didn't call you, because I'm like, I'm just knowing that. I'm going to let you know what I'm saying, we over here, woo, we at
right,
your
right.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, you know, that's neither here nor there, so we
right, 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 right. Right, that's real too, my nigga, you already know that.
Right. But like I said, we try to get the video. We try to get the cameo. We doing something now.
We gonna get it cracking, man. I'm planning on shooting a video with Freddie, man. Next time he come home, I don't know the exact date when he gonna come home, but when I find out, I'll make sure I let Sin City Radio know. I'll come on the hill and announce it. You know what I'm saying?
That's what's up.
For sure, man. We gonna get that interview on Born In It, man. Real, man. We gonna put it out there on Born In It, man. Tell Gears to holler at us, man. We support him, man.
Yeah, we can make that shake ASAP. As far as me, and as soon as he get in town, you know what I'm saying, we can make that shit shake too. You know what I'm saying? That ain't nothing.
What's up?
All right, hold on, y'all. I can't forget about the ladies. Janine, you got any last words for us?
It was a great show. I'll definitely be looking out for the book and the new one as well, and I will be on here next week.
That's what's up.
Look, Stowe. Last word.
Gentlemen, this has been a really, really good show. I enjoyed, hearing your story, man, and I love to read, so I look forward to looking for the book, too. And your song was a shit, and hell, Sin City Radio, I'll be back next week. I mean, tomorrow.
Right, we're on tomorrow. Y'all do know that, right? Y'all, next week, we don't have no break. Since ain't nobody on here tomorrow, don't no motherfucker want to get on here tomorrow. We'll be back next week. Ain't that a bitch.
No, we'll be back tomorrow night.
For sure, man. Again,
man,
salute to ESGN, man. Like I said, man, it's a lot of local brothers in the street, a lot of young guys in the street that's rapping, man. That know about Gears and hit face them, you know what I mean? Man, they want to see y'all, man, you know what I mean? They want to see y'all on some footage or something, man. They want to see y'all showing some love, man. They looking up to y'all out there, man.
For sure.
For sure. We're going to make it crack, man. It's all love. Ain't nothing but love for the G. You already know that.
For sure. Oh, yeah, man. Let me give a shout-out to my man Mikey Kahlo, Straight Slamming. You know what I'm saying? He got a mixtape dropping soon. You feel me? He's going to be on that compilation for the book, too.
Oh, yeah, Straight Slamming.
Yeah, Straight Slamming.
You got any last ones, Mike?
Yeah, man. SinCityRadio.net, man. Hit us up. Like I say, North Flea, J. Terry, Hit. Hey, man, feel free to get on there. Promote y'all, whatever y'all gonna promote. North Fleet, promote the book, Hit, promote the mixtape. Like I said, SinCityRadio.net. Hit us up, man.
For sure, man.
Salute, man. Respect, man. Sin City.
All right, y'all. Thank everybody for calling.
All right, family. Salute.
Shout out to North Fleet, Hit, and J. Terry. Appreciate y'all.
Sharing y'all time with us, man.
So, man.
And once again, we want to thank everybody for calling. We want to thank everybody for listening to us on the internet. And we're doing the same thing tomorrow night, y'all. 8:30, 9:30 Eastern.
Wait a minute. Hey, y'all,
you the dog, motherfucker!
Yeah.